Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
David Jessic, President, CEO for the YMCA of Greater St. Petersburg.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
I've been here since 2008, so 10 years.
What organizations are you involved with?
Well, I was in Leadership St. Pete. I'm active in my church, and my work itself at the Y keeps me pretty busy.
What gets you out of bed every day?
What I do at the Y.
All right.
Yeah, I would tell you that when Friday comes, I'm excited about my weekend, but there's just not enough time in the day or the week to do everything that I'd like to do. And then Sunday, when I go to bed, I'm excited to get up the next day. Really blessed to really be passionate about what I do. Been doing it for 35 years, so I can't recall ever dreading to go to work. And I know that's pretty special.
Why St. Pete?
Well, the opportunity. I've been with the Y at the time, 25 years, and it was time for me to take on a CEO role, and it came open, and we came down, toured the city, went on Beach Drive, and was very impressed with just the two restaurants that were there and thinking, this is a really cool city. So, yeah, we checked it out, and we made sure that we were comfortable living here, because that's a part of, obviously, the journey is making sure that you enjoy where you live and work, and just fell in love with it from the first day.
What is one habit that you keep?
Working out. It's like a meal for me. If I miss a workout, I get a little grumpy.
I get grumpy if I miss a meal, too. Who are some people that influence you?
Well, my dad. Obviously, he had a huge influence on me, both as a man growing up and professionally, too, because my dad worked for the YMCA. So I'm second-generation YMCA professional.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
Well, there's a book by Collins, Good to Great. It's a bestseller. And in the book, there's what's referred to as a hedgehog concept. It talks about what are you passionate about? What are you best at? And what drives your economic engine? Or that's business related, but on a personal perspective, you know, what gives you the standard of living that you aspire to have? So again, what are you passionate about? What are you best at? And what drives that economic engine for yourself and your family?
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
Well, you know, just, you know, enjoying it and taking it all in. I would say I'm at the tail end of my career after 35 years, knowing that, you know, retirement is somewhere in the future, but, you know, just really taking a deep breath and enjoying the accomplishments that we share as an organization. I mean, just, you know, recognizing the advancements we've made and just appreciate that more.
What's next?
There's always a next. Obviously, you know, we've got a lot of projects ahead of us for the Y, but for me personally, obviously, you know, it's important that I know where I'm going in my retirement. I know a lot of people finish their career and they go, okay, now what? And I'm continually looking at what the next chapter will be, encore career, so to speak, because I feel like that if I have good health and I still want to make a difference, that I should. And I don't play golf, and I certainly don't want to sit around and watch TV all day. So, you know, what is it that will continue to get me up every morning passionate about what I do? That's what I'm looking for.
Wonderful. Thank you.